An estimated 20% of the general population are kinesthetes. Their brains react faster and most intensely to kinesthetic stimuli: taste, smell, touch, temperature, humidity, drafts, body position, muscle movement, heartbeats, and even sound waves against their skin. The Princess and the Pea fable likely involved a kinesthete.
Welcome to Taylor Brain Bites with Arlene R. Taylor, PhD, Brain Function Specialist.
Kinesthetes are usually very aware of their body and may enjoy exercise, walking, dance, or yoga. They often excel in gymnastics, swimming, track and field, and sports that require muscle accuracy. They tend to use kinesthetic metaphors, such as, "I've got a gut feeling. Let's get together and hammer out a plan." Oh, spare me from the jolting headlines. They may refuse to wear clothing that smells unpleasant, musty, mothballs, synthetic dyes, or filthy. They'd rather wear clothing slightly too large than constricting, and can find neckties or new shoes very uncomfortable. As children, they tend to prefer toys that are smooth, soft, or have an interesting texture, and they like pets that feel good to the touch. They need to move to learn and prefer hands-on instruction, becoming restless in situations of restricted movement. Some perfumes, shaving lotion, and odoriferous odors such as rotting food may trigger gagging or outright vomiting. Food must smell right and feel right in their mouth. Not too hot, not too cold, not scratchy, not slimy. In adulthood, they may struggle to recover from adverse childhood experiences that included no touch or abusive touch, spanking or slapping, kicking or punching, jerking, hair pulling, or unwelcome tickling. They can become anxious when experiencing physical discomfort, for example, muscle injuries, broken bones, or surgery. Kinesthetes gravitate toward comfortable furniture in comfortable environments. They feel nurtured and loved by gentle, affirming touch. They are, however, extremely discriminating about who touches them, and instantly discern between unkind and kind, or sexual versus non-sexual touch. If they feel close to you and safe, they can deliver amazingly nurturing hugs. Kinesthetes often have lower-pitched voices, breathe deeply, and speak more slowly. They may gravitate toward activities and careers that allow them to work with their hands. For example, carving, sculpting, pottery making, mechanics, and carpentry. They may make outstanding athletes, chefs, and very discriminating tasters.
Thank you for watching Taylor Brain Bites. Check out allmylinks.com/brainfunctionguru. And please subscribe to Dr. Taylor's YouTube channel, youtube.com/user/brainguru Taylor.